Over the past 6 years, That Uppity Theater Company has produced 50 short plays presented as part of a festival production called Briefs, a Festival of Short LGBTQ Plays. The Briefs Festival opened last night at the Zach Performing Arts Center. Three performances of 8 short plays remain tonight and tomorrow, and they will be the final performances in this series. And this final festival is changing direction in terms of some fundraising objectives, too. Joining us in studio is Joan Lipkin, the artistic director for That Uppity Theater Company. Joan, nice to see you.
You as well, Don. It's really nice to have some real news.
Well, why is Uppity folding its tent?
Well, Uppity is not folding its tent.
I mean, in terms of this particular production.
You know, it's complicated. A lot of it has to do with finances. This week, Governor Greitens announced enormous cuts to the Missouri Arts Council. And as we know, President-elect Trump is detonating the National Endowment for the Arts. These have enormous implications for small companies in this state. So I'm if you know me at all, you know that I'm sort of a blue company in a red state. And these are real challenges. But the other thing is that in addition to other funding cuts, some of our usual donors are tapped out. Mm-hmm. They spent a lot of money on the elections, and under the current climate, they're donating with understandably to places like Planned Parenthood and the ACLU, which have dire needs. So it's complicated because I think that the larger institutions, which have more resources, will be okay. But smaller companies have to make decisions, and we do not want to pass on these additional costs to our ticket buyers. We try to keep things very reasonable so that we can be economically accessible.
So to a certain degree, you've got to regroup.
Yes, we are regrouping. But as you know, Don, I've had a company for over 25 years in St. Louis, and I've done work in many, many different areas and with many populations. I think I'm known for my work in disability. We had the first and oldest ensemble of people with disabilities in the country. We've done a lot of work around reproductive choice and also around racial equity. Briefs is very special to me. It's a really special project, and we co-produce it for the past 6 years with Vital Voice.
Mm-hmm. What sort of an impact do you think that you've had for these various causes?
Oh, gosh. You know, that's quite a question to ask. It's probably a question I should ask our audiences. Yeah. I know that people tell me that it's given them visibility and voice, and that it sometimes has given them courage to speak out and to be themselves. We, in terms of LGBTQ work, we produced the very first gay and lesbian theater in Missouri. It was called Some of My Best Friends Are, and I co-wrote it with Tom Clear. And some people came to see it so many times that we used to joke that they should have a frequent flyer pass, you know. Mm-hmm. And we were political. Even back then, we collected petitions to repeal Missouri's sexual misconduct law. Now, I don't know if you remember that you actually interviewed me. This is going to date both of us, right?
Then be careful.
All right. I will backpedal here. Let's just say that there was some press around it, and it was an incredible thing. And one of the reasons why it was so important was that we didn't have gay marriage back – or I should say marriage equality back mm-hmm. then, right? And back then, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch initially didn't want to cover it because they said that the subject matter was not suitable for a family publication. So times have changed.
Well, we can say the date. It was 1989, I think. Was that right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason I asked the question about impact is because particularly with the LGBTQ community, that's been on something of a fast track for the last few years. I'm certain people would say not fast enough, but it's moved more quickly than other civil rights issues have.
Yes.
Would you agree? And I wonder if what you've been doing isn't the kind of thing that maybe hastened that along.
Well, thank you. You know, thank you for recognizing that performance and art are a form of cultural activism. and that they provide a visibility and give voice and have a very significant presence in the landscape. I don't know that everybody always understands the impact of art and culture.
I think it starts, more often than not, it starts with arts and culture, if you will.
It does, and change. It also starts with personal conversations. And it starts with having a place. One of the reasons why live performance is so important is that it provides a place for people to gather and, in a sense, be part of a wider conversation. Yeah, okay, I'll own it. I think we've had an impact, yeah.
Good. Well, I would think so, too. That's why I asked the question.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on at the Zac right now. Ah. You had opening night last night. I assume it went well?
Better than well. First of all, I want to say we are so grateful to the generosity of some of the people in the city. The Kranzberg Arts Foundation has donated the space to us for the week. We've never been in a space as beautiful as the Zac. Or I should say as designed specifically for that purpose. We were fortunate to be at La Perla the first couple of years, which was a renovated bank building. And then through the generosity of Cindy Proust and the Arts and Education Council, we were at the beautiful ballroom at the Centene Center. And that was terrific as well. But to be in a theater space where we have this kind of lighting and like a real green room, and the actors are just very happy. We were sold out. We had to delay the beginning because we had to get more chairs.
Well, that's always a good sign.
It is a good sign. And the work is very interesting. We are beyond the essential coming out story. We always have that because that is a crucial part of LGBTQ identity. But now Briefs has been a really interesting bellwether for the issues facing the LGBTQ community. So, for example, we have work about two African-American lesbians at an elder care facility. We have a piece about the gentrification of a neighborhood and how that leads to the closing of a very cherished gay bar, which was a community center. We have a piece of mine called Our Friends, which is about the aftermath of the Pulse massacre on a couple and how they respond differently to tragedy. So there's a lot of really interesting things. There's a really good mix of comedy and sort of getting you by the gut. And one of the things that I have loved so much about Briefs is that it's really a community theater event. We have 8 different directors. We usually have a cast of at least 20. And so one of the things that we've done is we've provided an opportunity for directors to sort of leave their individual silos or maybe the places where they usually direct and all come and be together. It's so fun during Tech Week because we're busy watching each other's work.
Each of these is 8 to 10 minutes long. What's the rationale behind these quick hits, if I may put it that way?
That's a great question. It happens to be a form that I really love. It's actually quite a difficult form to get right. But I feel that it makes it possible to contain an entire universe in 8 to 10 minutes. And it also makes it possible to have a plurality of voices and perspectives. So, you know, maybe if you're not as interested in one piece, maybe you will resonate more with the next. I really am interested in making more opportunities available for people. And this way we can make opportunities available for many.
Tell me a little bit about your own piece, which is one of the 8. Our Friends?
Yeah, well, you know, I was asked to write that after the Pulse massacre, which was the massacre that took place in Orlando June 12th of last year, which was, I believe, the largest act of gun violence against a large group of people in a civilian space in the history of the U.S., and everyone who was killed was LGBTQ or allied. So I was asked to write a piece, and it was part of a rapid response action that was put forward by Kara Dodds-Fitch, Zach Klein, and Blair Baker, which they asked writers to write pieces in response. What was it that was really hitting them about this massacre? And then they offered these for free, and they were done all over the country, and they were done in Europe. And it was really something for me to see my work done in New York of this particular piece with an all-star cast. And then I showed it to our reading committee, and they said, we don't have anything about this massacre in the over 250 submissions that have come in, we think that you ought to look at your play and expand it and include it. And so I did that, and it's been really fascinating to go deeper into the piece, because what it looks at is the impact of trauma relationally. When we have trauma that is of a public nature, it visits us relationally. We have an individual as well as a collective and national response.
The fact that you had 250 submissions really says something about what you're doing, it seems to me. That's an awful lot.
To over 250 submissions after 6 years.
Yeah.
So each year we have had hundreds of submissions coming in from all over the country. One of the things that's so interesting to me is that actually this year, with all these submissions, we still have three local writers, three local playwrights, Teresa Messers, Shannon Geyer, and myself, and they're all women. Mm. So that makes me happy, because we have been an incubator for local writers. We also have something really special. And I know that you know this guy because he's been on the air here a lot. But we have a playwriting award that we have named for Ken Haller.
Dr. Ken Haller.
Yes. And it's called the Ken Haller Playwriting Award for LGBTQ and Allied Youth. And for the past several years, we have awarded it to a local playwright because we think it's important to elevate the voices of young people and make sure that we're intergenerational. And so one of the things that the festival does is we offer the services of a dramaturg to help the student rework their play, and we want them there at rehearsal, which is why it's local. And then we perform. We give them a professional production. And this year, the award recipient is Mackenzie Frazier from Webster University, directed by Gad Guterman.
All right, something else to look forward to as part of this. Before we get time takes its toll, you're changing your fundraising objective this year. It's quite a bit different than has been the case. What's going on here?
Well, you know, every year we give money to a nonprofit, and last year we gave it to the Metro Trans Umbrella Group, which serves transgender people and their friends and families. This year, with everything that is going on, we've decided to make a donation and to raise money for the Islamic Foundation of Greater St. Louis, as well as the International Center. Darren Slime and I were both stunned by the executive order and the vitriol towards Muslims that has come out, and the fact that we are denying entry to Muslims from seven different Muslim-majority countries. And
it's now six, by the way.
Oh, it's now six. Yeah. Oh, okay. We've had some improvement. And separating mothers and children. And we're concerned about the rise of anti-Semitism. We were so touched by the outpouring of support by Muslims and others when the Jewish cemetery was desecrated in University City a few weeks ago. We know what it's like to be discriminated against, and we feel that at this point in our history, it's absolutely crucial that we stand together in coalition.
All right. Well, Joan Lipkin, I want to thank you for being with us and telling us about what's going on in your world. That Uppity Theater Company and Vital Voice Magazine present Briefs, a festival of short LGBTQ plays tonight at 8 p.m., tomorrow at 4 and 8 p.m. at the Dot Zack Performing Arts Center on Locust. Hope you have a great night tonight, Joan. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Don.
That does it for us for this week on St. Louis on the Air. We hope you'll be back with us on Monday. We'll be here. Hope you will be too. Thanks for listening. I'm Don Marsh.